This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You couldn't come out of the last hour and not feel like a champ listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You just couldn't do it because I gave you all the reasons why. Not only did I make the prediction that Donald Trump would blow the doors off of the popular vote in the next election, but I gave you so many reasons why you should have a level of comfort. It should have been one big collective sigh, whew, that you heard if you listened to the show earlier. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Another hour of truth. It's my opinions about stuff, but I'm telling you, folks, based in nothing but pure common sense, unadulterated common sense, unmasked. Yeah, you're breathing full here, not through anything. You're like, you got it all. Yeah, you're getting it all. Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255 if you want to call. And, of course, we answer all your letters and emails and Twitter messages and all that. As people know, as you do know. For the record, I really wish some of you who have seen my film Bleeding Blue would call us at 844-551-8255 and let us know your thoughts about the film. BleedingBlueMovie.com. Let us know. Because that, I think, is what... I don't want to tell you guys what I think about the film. I know it's phenomenal. I do. I've watched that film, 50 times? And when we'll have a big party again and watch it again with some friends. And you know what? I can't wait to watch it again. Because I love the reaction that people that go, wow, Kevin, I had no idea you guys were this good at this craft. See, I've never thought Hollywood was that big of a deal. I get it. They got all the special effects, and we can't do all that. I mean, I could pay people to do it if I have a big enough budget. But this film's amazing on so many levels. So I'm glad you guys are here, and I hope you will go check out the film. And let us know your thoughts at 844-551-8255. But I want to talk about something this hour. Remember that panicky feeling you had? When people would talk about toilet paper, and you were like, toilet paper? What? They're hoarding toilet paper? This is crazy. And then suddenly you realize that when you couldn't get it, after a while you couldn't get it, and your stock was starting to go down, you went, oh, I got to go get some toilet paper. Because I remember that feeling. Because I was like, man, people are hoarding toilet paper. This is silly, crazy stuff up in here. What's going on? And then suddenly I was like, uh-oh, we're down to 6 rolls, or something. And you really start to think about it. Well, if you do remember that panicky feeling, understand it is nothing in comparison to if you cannot find a cop. Yeah. Let's put it in perspective. Toilet paper protection. Yeah. Police officers under fire, which is why we made the film Bleeding Blue. A friend of mine tweeted this. At the store today, there was an X on the floor marking where I was supposed to stand. I've seen Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner cartoons, and I wasn't going to fall for that one. I thought that might just very well be the tweet of the day. I don't know. We'll see. We got a lot to talk about today. Joe Biden is in the news. Joe Biden, the racist. And he is a racist, I can guarantee you. Joe Biden is the worst form of racist because Joe Biden doesn't realize just how silly he is and how racist he is and the things that he says and does. That's what makes Joe Biden the worst kind of racist. So we will be exploring Joe Biden and also the campaign and some other things as well. I had a run-in. I talked about the mask stuff that's going on. I saw a video of two guys sitting out having a burrito outside of like a coffee shop or something, and a girl comes up, she and her metrosexual boyfriend, and these guys don't have masks on, I mean, it's in Manhattan Beach, California. These two young people walking with masks in public. These two guys were sitting minding their own business, didn't have masks. Girl gets so mad she throws hot coffee in the face of one of the guys. Her boyfriend or whatever he was decides he's going to get into the fray. So the dude gets up, chases the boyfriend down. He starts running, punches him, bloodies his nose. And then the couple, the heterosexual couple, I don't know if these guys just appear to be friends, as far as I know. I don't know what they were. Well, you know, they just look like dudes hanging out together. But you never know these days, right? But the girl and the guy, the girl threw the coffee in the guy's face, they start calling the cops. And the guy's going, you can't throw hot coffee in somebody's face and expect that they're going to get arrested. You're the one that's going to get arrested for assault. Don't know how the video turned out, but it definitely reminded me that we are in the midst of mask wars. And get this. The state of California has now upped the ante. I told you, D.C., it's $1,000 fine if you're caught not wearing your mask. D.C., now, that's in D.C. and New York, $10,000 if the travelers don't pay attention to the so-called mandates. So they've got checkpoints in New York, and you have to be wearing a mask and all this, and it's $10,000. And as I've said before, it's an arbitrary price. It's a way for these guys to make money for nothing. You're going to get more and more evidence to show that you don't. This mask stuff is ridiculous. Melissa and I went to a fabric store the other day, and I got this mesh material that's easily breathable. And I asked her, I said, will you make some mask that just really thwart the whole concept of this? So she's made these masks, made me some masks that have, I mean, literally, they don't obstruct your breathing at all. And I said, that's what I'm going to wear on an airplane. I'm going to wear a mask that is easily, the air goes in and out, and they say, you got to wear a mask. I'm going to say, I'm wearing my mask. And they're going to come up, and you know what they're going to say? Because this is leading me to another thing. They're going to say, but that mask you can breathe freely through. Okay, so what about the mask you have? Is it an N95 mask, or is it one that you can breathe through? Because let me tell you what's going to happen, folks. There's going to be a mask mandate of a type of mask that is approved by the CDC or the WHO, and all the masks that you bought, they're going to trash them and tell you got to wear a different specific kind of mask. I'm just telling you where all this stuff is headed. But don't worry, you're winning. Portland's mayor finally admitted, says when you commit an arson in an attempt to burn down a building that is occupied by people that you have intentionally trapped inside, you are demonstrating that you are attempting to commit murder. Finally, these people are starting to admit it. This is where we are. We're starting to win. Racist Biden when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So why is it that so many Democratic strategists are encouraging him not to debate? Lori?
I think that's an imaginary controversy that's going around mostly on conservative news networks. Joe Biden has never said that he does not want to debate. And I have not heard from within my circles that people are discouraging him from doing so.
Bobby, I see you're frustrated with this. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it sounds just like Brian Stelter, who's getting hammered over at CNN because his own network, CNN, has run an op-ed saying we don't need debates. Yeah. New York Times just had one. Newsweek had one. They're all in coordination, which is so typical of the left. They are in coordination to push an agenda because they know. They know what everyone else kind of thinks, but they don't want to talk about. And that is Joe Biden is losing it. Dan Bongino was tweeting the other day saying he's talking the folks, and whatever's going on with Joe Biden is getting worse. So the last thing they want to do is get him out in public debating. And so you've got your whipping boys, you've got New York Times, you've got your Newsweek, you've got other people, you've got CNN saying, hey, maybe we don't need this. Maybe this is passe. Maybe they can't get their points across. Believe me, one-on-one for 90 minutes, you can make a distinction.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Lots to talk about, but I want to, there's a lot of Biden news that I wasn't able to get to.
in the first hour, so I want to cover some of it now. Now, Democratic strategists, the host leads off by saying Democratic strategists are encouraging Biden not to debate. And she says, that's conservative news networks that are saying that. And the girl chimes in, we're on CNN. And then the guy comes in, he says, CNN's running an op-ed saying we don't need debates. Brian Stelter is saying we don't need debates. Since when have we not debated? Since when have we not shown the public the difference between one candidate and the other? Then he goes on. New York Times, Newsweek, they're all offering this up. We don't need debates. Now, here's the deal. Here again, the left tells you the lie, right? We don't need debates. They know we need debates. They tell you the opposite of what's true. We don't need debates. Of course you need debates. You want to know. If you're going to make a decision between one person or the other, I don't want to hear the noise of commercials and all that. I want to see them read their lips, see their lips move when they make whatever comments they make. See who I believe more than the other. Because that's how you make a determination of, do you like somebody? Is it a person of character? You can see where the conversation is duplicitous and things like this. You watch body language. Are they shifty-eyed, etc.? Of course you need debate. But they don't want you to have that debate because they know what's going to happen if Joe Biden debates. Let me tell you something, folks. The media can ignore Joe Biden's obvious detachment from reality. They can even try to ignore his detachment from his own racism. But they have one major problem that they have to deal with. Joe Biden will always be Joe Biden. There is no changing this man. There is no coaching him. His mind is shot. And Donald Trump now has the secret decoder ring of how to get to him. Why do you think Trump is one? It was such an interesting case study. This man will be studied for hundreds of years. Because Donald Trump just tells you the blatant truth. Hey, guy's not all there. And people are starting to realize Donald Trump's not one of these guys that says it because he's trying to gain political points. I think Donald Trump really feels sorry for Biden. He's got to beat him. I got to beat him because he's my opponent. But I really feel sorry. Why? And not only that, he feels sorry for America that there are millions of people who would rather see a demented person in office than a proven leader. I mean, it's got to weigh on his mind. Anyway. Joe Biden is Joe Biden. How long ago, folks, was it that Joe Biden told black people how to maintain their black card? And I'm going to talk a lot about Biden for the remainder of the hour because he's a case study in the last week with just the things that he said and he's done. You remember? You ain't black if you don't vote for Biden. And as I said about that interview that he did with Charlemagne the God, he said something far worse earlier when Charlemagne the God says, how are you doing, Mr. Vice President? He says, I'm doing fine, in good health, you know, staying away from the coronavirus, whatever. How you doing? I'm blessed, black, and highly favored. Ah, you black people aren't. You're going through some struggles. Oh, no, well, you're right, Mr. Vice President. And I highlight that, and I dare you to go look at that clip, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Where he asks the black guy, how are you doing? The black guy gives him the answer, and he doesn't say, oh, well, good for you. Glad to hear it. He tells him, no, you're not. And guess what that leftist Charlemagne the God does? You're right, Mr. Vice President, you're right. Because that's what's called a step and fetch a Negro. Now, let me just explain this one more time. If I say to you, how you doing, Bill? Oh, Kevin, doing fine. Great, good to hear, Bill. How about you, Kev? Bill, couldn't that, you know, I'm a blessed guy. Wonderful, Kev. That's the conversation. Because what Charlemagne the God could have said was, you know, how you doing, Mr. Vice President? Oh, doing great, you know, feeling great and all that. Well, there is some speculation that maybe you're not doing as great as you think. You know, there's rumors afloat about you suffering from some cognitive issues. He could have pressed. It would have been legit. But he didn't, out of respect. But what did Biden do? When he gets the word, oh, I'm black, I'm blessed, black, and highly favored. No, you're not. You know what that was? A total lack of respect. It was Biden trying to make a political point, telling a black guy, I'm a 77-year-old white man. I'm going to tell you how you're feeling. I'm the guy running for president. I'm going to tell you how you're feeling. I'm going to tell you what to eat. I'm going to tell you where you're going to go to school. I'm going to tell you when you're going to go on lockdown. And I'm going to lock you up when I feel like it. And I'm going to do all this kind of stuff to you. And you're going to take it. And he's, yes, sir, boss. Yes, sir, Mr. Vice President. Sure thing, sir. That's exactly what you witnessed. It's an insult. What does that make white people, if you ain't black, and you ain't black if you don't vote for Biden? What does it make white people? I'm just curious. Hondolas all, you got an answer for me? Or maybe if you, here's my answer. If you vote for Biden and you're white, you're just ignorant. How about that? You're just ignorant. Anyway, I'm digressing because I wanted to talk about Biden's abject disdain for black people beyond these issues that we're talking about, because he has a new incident where he showcases not only how he feels about black folks, but he showcases how the party of lynching of Negroes feels about black people, and how he himself actually believed that black people are too stupid to think individually. We're like little fish. We move with the herd. We're bait fish. And any time that the dolphins or the sharks or the swordfish or the whales want to come and swallow us up, they can. Because we're all going to swim in a big pool, you know, this school. And we'll migrate and run because, you know, we can't protect ourselves. That's what Joe Biden essentially said. And when we come back, I want to play the clip of what he actually said, and he's now done his mea culpa. Oh, it was misconstrued, but no, it wasn't. I'll explain.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chicago is closing parts of its downtown after hundreds of looters descended on Chicago's upscale Magnificent Mile and other shopping areas late Sunday night, breaking windows and clearing out brand-name stores and mom-and-pop shops alike.
We've got looting at Cermak in Michigan. Cermak in Michigan, cash wrap, glass break, Nordstrom. Several people have broken in and they have guns.
The looting comes after police exchanged gunfire with the suspect and shot him on the city's south side. Rescue crews are looking for survivors after a deadly gas explosion destroyed three homes in Baltimore. Baltimore's fire chief says he doesn't know what caused the explosion, but Baltimore Fire Department said on Twitter that it was a major gas explosion. Three people were taken to the hospital and are in serious condition. You're listening to USA Radio News. With less than 100 days until the election, Ellie Weintraub, a commissioner on the Federal Election Commission, says there's a substantial chance that the nation won't know on election night what the final results will be, even possibly for the presidential race, but that's okay as it will take time to count the votes accurately. Weintraub making those comments to CNN. COVID-19 is not stopping an annual event from happening. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Thousands of motorcyclists have gathered in South Dakota for the annual Sturgis Rally. While crowds were expected to be lighter this year, because of the coronavirus pandemic, there's little evidence of any social distancing, according to witnesses. South Dakota has no mandatory mask requirements in place. The Republican governor, Kristi Noem, welcomed the bikers on Twitter, saying she's excited for the visitors to see what the state has to offer.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Questions that I'd just like to get through because they are incredibly important to the Latino community. First of all, you are extending TPS, temporary protected status, to Venezuelans. Cubans, though, are now being deported in unprecedented numbers. Would you stop those deportations?
What I said, I'm going to look at entire temporary, I'm going to look at every single country in the world. That, in fact, is being, and this guy's sending them back. The reason why I came up with Venezuela is he's not even allowing it to exist in the first place. And so the TPS program is something I will move on the first day I'm in office to make sure that we extend it to people. We didn't get it right. But here's the deal. I think that we should be extending it. Anybody can prove that they are in jeopardy to go back to their country and the reason they came in the first place, they should be able to stay in the United States of America until the circumstance changes in their country. And that's why, by the way, I put that program together to provide... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Are you going to re-engage with Cuba, though? I mean, I'm specifically wondering about, you know, the Florida
yes.
communities that are, you know,
yes.
incredibly interested in the Cuba issue and see
yes.
Status given to Venezuelans while Cubans are being deported.
The answer
so,
is yes, I'm going to engage. Yes. Yes. And by the way, what you all know, but most people don't know, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things. You go to Florida, you find a very different attitude about immigration in certain places than you do when you're in Arizona. So it's a very different, a very diverse community.
Joe Biden being quintessential Joe Biden. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to it. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Those aren't my words. That's Joe Biden being interviewed by black journalists and Hispanic journalists. And he can't help himself. Joe Biden is a relic. He is a throwback to the 1950s, 1960s Democrat. The ones who were, I mean, just giving blacks HD double crooked socks everywhere we lived, sicking the police on us. The police were then using dogs and water cannons, and they were curtailing our rights in every way you could possibly think. We couldn't serve. We were in menial jobs. We couldn't get needed government services and what have you. They had us corralled in black neighborhoods. It was restricted to live where Joe Biden lived and his friends lived. It's crazy time back then. And Joe Biden stuck in it. Quintessential Democrat. Reference what he said is a distinction between the diversity within the black community and the Latino community. Unlike the African American community, with notable exceptions. You want to know who the notable exceptions are? The K Kevin Jacksons of the world, Larry Elder, Thomas Sowell, and others, the handful that Joe Biden said, there's a rogue group out there that don't consider themselves hyphenated plantation Americans. But outside of those guys, the rest of black people are really stupid. And they will do whatever we tell them. They are one voting block. We got them down. Now, the Latinos, you guys are different. You guys are different. You're segregated by, well, are you from Puerto Rico? Are you Cubano? Are you Dominican? Are you Mexican? You know, whatever. So we got to play you differently. Yeah. That's what he said. The Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things. Incredibly twice and different twice. Yeah. Well, but blacks are not an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things. He goes on. You go to Florida, you can find a very different attitude about immigration in certain places than you do when you're in Arizona. So in other words, we can't snow you. You do it based on the actual issue and its impact on you. So Arizona Hispanics see immigration as a bigger deal. Like, wait a minute, we got all these Mexicans coming in, and we're trying to get jobs for ourselves. But in Florida, they don't have to care. But see, black folks, doesn't matter what we tell them, all over the country, them crazy, silly colored folks will do whatever we tell them to do. That's essentially what Biden was saying. I know, folks, here's a question I would ask for the black leftists listening to the program, and you should have them listen to this. You should send them this, download it, and send it to them. But just how much of this racist crap are you willing to take? And before you answer that question, I want you to ask yourself this question. What would you say if Donald Trump made that statement? Yeah. See, I know I speak for many blacks, even blacks on the left, when I say that I'm sick of Joe Biden's racist butt. This piece of crap has ridden the coattails of black people politically for his entire career while not caring one iota about black issues. And Jim Clyburn, who resurrected Biden's career by helping him bring the black vote out in South Carolina, he should be ashamed of himself. Black people should take him out of his office and waterboard him publicly right in front of his congressional office. That's what they should do. Racist clown. He supports a guy who would make that kind of a statement about blacks. Now, Biden's walking it back. Oh, it was, misconstrued what I meant. Yeah, just like we misconstrue, you ain't black if you don't vote for me. But let's just take those two comments and put them into perspective. Joe Biden monolithically says to the young blacks on the Charlemagne show, you ain't black unless you vote for me. But he wouldn't say that to the Hispanics. You are not Puerto Rican, Mexican. You are not Latino, if you don't vote for me. You can't be a Latino. He would never say that because he doesn't have that block sewed up. But he's got the black vote sewed up. Do you think Joe Biden would lie and say, I went to the Latino sections of my town and I lectured Latino men, it is not unmanly to wear a condom. I lectured Latino women, it's okay to say no. I got tested for AIDS. Barack got tested for AIDS. There's no shame in getting tested for AIDS, you Latinos. No, he crafts his message to Latinos. He crafts it to Mexicans. He crafts it to Puerto Ricans. He crafts it to Hondurans, Central Americans, whatever. He crafts it. Because he can't just monolithically say, now the Democrats have hoped to make this way. Immigration is the thing. Oh, immigration, immigration, immigration. But you know what they found out? Cubans don't care. Cubans are like, man, you know, we want to get away. Whatever it takes to get away from Castro through political asylum, we will do it. But we don't see crashing your borders as necessarily the way to do it. They don't buy into that. So, Each one's different. Puerto Ricans, oh, we want to be a part of the United States, so we're going about it the legal way. It all different. So they can't rile them up. The only group they can try to rile up are the Mexicans. Like, your people are over there. They want to keep your people out. Your family can't just come over here whenever they want. What are you going to do about it, Latinos? Come on, Mexicans. Come on, Mexicans. Then they get out sharp and, well, you know, the Mexicans, y'all need to help. Black folks, y'all need to help the Mexicans with this border issue. And they bring in Al Sharpton. This is no lie. You can Google this. They brought in Al Sharpton, flew him to Arizona so he could tell black folks to help the Latinos out with illegal immigration. 7-8 years ago. Yeah. Because, see, black folks, they did an experiment called the Negro Project, and they said, we'll get a few voices that will tell the black people what to think, and we'll do with pastors, people that are respected in the black community, that'll do it. And that's what they did. They got a few voices together, and they said, if you guys will just corral these silly Negroes, these colored folks, these plantation Americans, we will make you rich. Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, D. Ray McKesson, Sean King, and the many others that are out there. Every time some black guy gets shot by a cop, you got a new one. Just add water. Boop. There you go. We got to get no justice, no peace. They killed this black man. So what? He was armed, and he was selling drugs in the black community, and he was dealing coke, and he had beat up his girlfriend publicly, and that's why they called the cops. It don't matter, man. They shouldn't have shot that dude. They got him all over the place. Democrats should be ashamed of this comment by Joe Biden. They don't have that gene. They don't have that in their DNA. And they want this racist clown to be the next president of the United States, a man who marginalizes black people to such a degree that he says, we don't think like Latinos. Y'all think in group. And it's, by the way, it's an equal insult to Latinos because he's saying, you think like Puerto Ricans and Cubans and Mexicans, etc. How do white people think? I'm just curious. Do y'all think like Scandinavians? Do you think like Europeans? Or do you think like Asian whites? What do you think like? I'm just curious. It's insane. Insult to both groups of people. And the media pretends nothing happened.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes. And they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me. Is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom? Hey, now, you cut in line. Buzz off. Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Taken a cognitive...
No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not. What do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say to President Trump, who brags about his test and makes your mental state an issue for voters?
Well, if he can't figure out the difference between an elephant and a lion, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Did you watch that? Look, come on, man. I know you're trying to goad me, but, I mean, I'm so forward looking to have an opportunity to sit with the president or stand with the president in debates. There can be plenty of time. And by the way, as I joke with him, you know, I shouldn't say it. I'm going to say something I probably shouldn't say. Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness.
So Biden's catching a little heat for that comment, too, because he says to a black journalist, with a British accent, by the way, so he has to be smart. Biden says to a black journalist, well, were you going to take a cocaine test? Are you a junkie? That's the equivalent he came up with. Would he have asked, why wouldn't he say this? Why wouldn't you have to take a cognitive test to do your job here? Are you having to take a No, Joe goes for the junkie. You know, because he's stereotyping. Oh, so you want to stereotype me as being old and dementia? I stereotype you, black man, you junkie, you prostitute, having pimp. I mean, that's essentially what he was saying. Wow. I'm telling you, folks, the level of racism Biden has is exactly that. Remember the white woman in Central Park? The black dude said to her, hey, listen, you should have your dog on a leash. Oh, my gosh, he's attacking me, police. She's the one that came up with the term Karen, because she goes after this guy because he says, hey, why don't you follow the rules? Keep your dog on a leash. Our dogs are on a leash. How dare you have come up and talk to me, black man? I'm a New York liberal. We don't allow our colored folks to come up here and do this. That's what she was essentially saying. See, but she's woke, right? She knows that she's not a racist. She supports everything that the media tells her except when she has to do it. Except when she's confronted by it. How dare that black man try to tell me what to do with my dog? Those rules are not for we leftist, elitist white folks. Those rules are for those southerners. You know, with the Confederate flag, those racists, not the racists like us who hide our racism in all of our, you know, virtue signaling. Let me tell you something, people listening to this show, you are the salt of the earth. You should know this because you know what you would say if somebody came up to you and says, hey, you need to put your dog on a leash. You'd say, yeah, you're right. I let him off for just a minute because he likes to feel like he's in charge, but you're exactly right. I'll get him on. You know, you wouldn't be offended. You would understand it. You go, you know, look, I get it. You know, he doesn't run off. He'll stay right. But watch this. Come here. Billy, get over here. Boop. Dog comes sit down. That's why I don't have him on. But you're right. Technically, you're right. You know, what's your name? You know, where do you live? You'll strike up a conversation. You won't even be offended at all. You'll just be like, hey, it is what it is. It's like if somebody were to come up to me and say, sir, I noticed you weren't wearing a mask. You know, with the mask mandate, why is it you feel like you can? I would say, well, because I don't believe the stats. I don't believe that any of it. I don't believe that my rights should be infringed upon, blah, blah, blah. I would be talking. And if you want to have a conversation about my mask, but when you come up to me and go, you, where's your mask at? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, then I'm going to get in your grill. Anyway, Biden was supposed to announce his VP pick last week, but he didn't. Yeah, indecisive. Because this is a big decision to see who's going to get their butt kicked with him. And the person who picks this is going to go down in history as the next Geraldine Ferraro, who loses huge to the president who has really proven himself. And who do you think? People, oh, Michelle, he can surprise us with Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama is not giving up the life that she has. And if they indict her husband, I'm going to make you a bet. Michelle Obama would divorce Barack in a New York minute. She'd run off with one of her Secret Service men. What you talking about? Anyway, when Obama won in 2008, he had an army of volunteers, people of all ages, all ethnicity, backgrounds. They clamored to see America elect its first black president. And he was clean, too, right? Because Biden told us he was clean. Got the clean bill of health from Joe Biden. But the man who declared Barack Obama clean isn't getting the same reaction. He can't get volunteers. Biden can't muster the leftist base to support him in the field. Now, Politico said the Trump campaign had knocked on over a million doors. Joe Biden's campaign knocked on zero. Now, Biden's team blames the plandemic. They say, we don't want to get out there and give people the woo flu, so we're going to stay in. And we want to be safe. America should not be subjected to door knockers and all the concerns that people would have if somebody knocked on your door like that. Here's this article goes on. The Republican and Democratic parties, from the presidential candidates on down, are taking polar opposite approach to door-to-door canvassing. I'm telling you guys this so you can feel a level of comfort, okay? Anyway, they say the competing bets on the value of the face-to-face campaigning during the pandemic has no modern precedent, making it a potential wild card in November, especially in close races. Biden and the DNC aren't sending volunteers or staffers to talk with voters at home. Let me tell you why. They don't want to get the bad news that people are concerned about Joe Biden's competency, his leadership. They're concerned about the Democrat scandals. They don't want to hear what you have to say. So they don't want to knock on any doors. They want to believe the polls and believe that they have put in the infrastructure to cheat their way to a presidential win. Hey, relax. It's not going to happen. So anyway, they aren't sending volunteers. He said, don't anticipate doing anything more than dropping off literature unless the crisis abates. So they're using the Wu flu as their reason. They say they think they can compensate for the lack of in-person canvassing with phone calls, texts, and new forms of digital organizing and virtual meetups with voters. Let me tell you, put Biden on a Zoom call, say you can talk to the vice president, and that line will be so clear. It'll be like a regular business meeting. Put Trump on a Zoom call. He will break the system. The Chinese will have to put in more servers and get more, you know, brainiacs looking at the system because it will be broken. They go on. At first, I was nervous, but our response rate on phone calls and texts are much higher, and people are not necessarily wanting someone to go up to their door right now, said Jen Ritter, Biden's National States Director. You get to throw a lot of the rule book out of the window and try new things. So somebody coming up and saying, will you vote for me, isn't going to matter as much as somebody sending you a note, is what they're saying. Now, the Trump campaign is taking it differently. They say Trump and the RNC, in contrast, started deploying mask-wearing field staffers and volunteers to the streets in June. GOP ramped up quickly, claims it's knocked on a million doors since the COVID thing. They're focusing on Arizona. They're focusing on the battleground swing states. The swing states. Republicans say they think it can make a difference. In-person conversations have been much more effective. I know they are with me. I can just speak personally. They said from now to the election, voters may only see one campaign at their doors. That's what Elliot Echols, the RNC's national field director, said. He said if this were Barack Obama running, Democrats would want to be out there knocking on doors. They don't have the enthusiasm or strong field operation, so it's a convenient excuse. We can do this safely for President Trump and Republicans up and down the ballot. Completely agree, folks. Biden can't get volunteers willing to do the dirty work, but Trump can. Even more hysterical is Democrats can pay people to riot and cause mayhem across multiple cities, but apparently no one wants the job of selling Biden door to door or anywhere else for that matter. So, look, you can look at this any way you want. But I'm going to tell you, face-to-face campaigns, they don't work. That's not a big deal anymore. Throw the book out the window. It's not that big. Yeah, well, same with rallies, right? Rallies don't work. What's Donald Trump? He's bragging about these rallies he's gotten pre-Hillary. We don't care about that. So what? Hillary can't draw a crowd. Door-to-door, folks, is going to be much the same. Democrats don't have anything to sell with Biden. His policies suck. He's a racist. He's a molester of a staffer, Tara Reid, and he has dementia. I wouldn't be anxious to support a guy like that or go knock on doors for him, and neither are the Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.